Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. After school lets out for summer break, it can be a challenge to keep children busy with fun educational activities. As Michael Hernandez reports, a summer program is teaching kids how to manage money by running their own mock city.
One of the perks of being a kid includes not worrying about working or paying bills. But organizers of Enterprise City say it's not too early to start learning. For 7 weeks, nearly 100 kids ages 7 to 14 get a taste of what it's like to be an adult and handle grown-up responsibilities by working one of 7 departments in Enterprise City. Every week, they earn a paycheck, which they use to cover expenses, pay taxes, invest, and shop with after they complete their shifts. Families and Youth Inc. AmeriCorps hosted Enterprise City this year at Lynn Middle School. Supervisor Glennis Miranda has been with the program since 2004. She says its main focus is to help children avoid the so-called summer slide, which happens when students forget what they've learned during the school year.
They're at home watching TV, playing video games, and they're not practicing any of their reading and writing, and it's statistically proven that kids lose about 2 months worth of educational academic skills during the summertime. So this 7 weeks is like more than almost half the summer. And so it really does help a lot.
Kids in Enterprise City can choose to work in a number of industries, from retail to public safety to wood shop. At the bank, customers can pay their bills, balance their checkbooks, make deposits, and even withdraw cash from an ATM. Children switch jobs every 2 weeks during the program. Those working part-time can work up to 3 departments, while full-time kids can work up to 6. It's 11-year-old Isabella Fierro's third year in the program. Fierro works in the woodshop department, where kids learn basic carpentry skills and work with real power tools. Fierro says her older brother used to be a junior counselor in the department, and now that she's old enough, she's trying her hand at the craft.
This week and last week I was in woodshop, and during those 2 weeks we get to make a personal project, and my personal project was like a little shelf to store my books or my art supplies, and then the 2 hooks on the side were to hold like buckets or something out of crayons or markers and colored pencils.
AmeriCorps member Melissa Herrera heads the city's retail department, where kids can get their nails and faces painted and visit the salon. The store also makes arts and crafts for citizens to buy, including snacks like fruit pizzas. Herrera says the work teaches kids fundamental customer service skills and how to save their money for an auction at the end of the program where they bid on prizes.
Luckily, I've seen enough kids that will come into our retail department like, I really like this, but I'm saving it for the auction or I'm saving it for something else. And that, to me, is really good because that tells you that they're starting to build that ability to think about spending money and making budgeting and deciding what it is that they want.
12-year-old bank teller Caden Black doesn't need to be told twice how to manage his money responsibly. Black is participating for the second year and says he's learned the importance of paying bills on time.
You pay them as early as you can, because everything like the theater ticket, the bills, and the newspaper, they all add in price and the amount of money. And some kids have a little bit trouble because they don't understand sometimes that you have to go and pay your bills before the deadline, or else you get a late fee, which costs a lot more money, almost $200, which is a lot in your account.
Fierro says Enterprise City has taught her self-confidence, independence, and what she wants to do when she grows up. She says other children who want to get involved have to be willing to help others.
You have to be willing to take your time to work on your main thing. You have to be willing to take money out of your account, which some kids don't really want to because they want to save up. You're willing to pay the bills. You're willing to help others to be a part of this.
Miranda says the program also hosts guest speakers and receives help from community partners who donate supplies. She says having families with multiple siblings take part in the program showcases its success.
It's grown, it's expanded, and for having a family stick with us for multiple years means we're doing something right. you know, and that's what I really enjoy, knowing that we've succeeded not just with one child, but with an entire family, and it goes to their friends, and it just really expands out. I mean, it's really, I can't tell you how much I really love this program.
Miranda says she hopes to secure more funding for Enterprise City and bring it to other school districts in the region. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.